like to pick up with something I mentioned a couple of months ago. Getting a parsha's Lech Lecha, we're introduced to the very first Jew who ever made Aliyah. Avram Avinu Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'Me'malatzecha Be'Beis Avicha. And just the parsha beforehand, beginning of parsha's Noach, we have another introduction. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'darosav. Noach was righteous. Noach was complete in his generation. And some of the commentators are bothered that Noach gets such an introduction, such an amazing, he was a righteous, he was a tzaddik, he was complete, and yet Avram Avinu, go! Lech lecha me'artzecha, just leave. So we've mentioned in the past the idea of some commentators, some of the mefarshim, that maybe the greatest introduction a person could receive is that he hears the word of God, and he hears the Dvar Hashem. Yes, Noach was a tzaddik, ish tzaddik tamim, but Avram Avinu, lech lecha me'artzecha, he hears what his tafkid is, he hears what his purpose is, and that's the greatest accomplishment and the greatest appellation that a person could receive in his life. Lech lecha me'artzecha, he hears the Dvar Hashem. Throughout our history, both individually and communally, God has been communicating with us. In every generation, we must ask what He wants from us as an individual, and what He wants from us as a nation. In some generations, like right after the Churban Abayis, right after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the issue was, will Torah remain a central driving force, even though the centrality of the Sanhedrin, of the Makom, where Torah came out from, that wasn't there anymore? Will Torah remain a driving force, and with the help of Yehuda Hanasi, with the help of Rebbe writing down the Mishnah, it remained a driving force? That was their challenge. In other generations, the challenge Hashem asks was to follow Him and remain united in the face of a false Messiah, Bar Kokhva, Shabtai Tzvi. There's been a number of those occasions throughout history. And yet in other generations, the issue was keeping strong emunah in the face of expulsion, persecution, and crusades. And the Jewish people's record is stellar in these areas. What's the call of our generation? What's the call of our dar? We, Baruch Hashem, live in societies based on freedom of religion, freedom of religious practice, an affluent society with all the desired amenities. So what's our calling? None of the above. Maybe our answer could be found by paralleling to an earlier time in Jewish history. In the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, permission was given to build by Yesheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, and Ezra sends out letters. It's time! Imagine if we got a letter in our mailbox today, come build the next Beis HaMikdash. Come be part of it. They would all be on a plane tonight. We'd all be ready. So Ezra sends out letters, and yet it falls on deaf ears. The Klal Yisrael en masse do not go back where they had the permission. They did not come in droves. The opportunity was there, and we, B'nai Yisrael, did not respond fully. The second Beis HaMikdash was only a dim reflection of what the first one had been. Today we have a second chance. This is the second time in 2,000 years where we have been given permission to build our homelands, to be part of a larger Jewish family, to be able to build communities in the holiest of lands. Our challenge, we have been given a gift. Our call is to not let it slip away a second time. Our challenge is to take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has graced us with. He is telling us, come home and live close to me. I yearn for your companionship. Let's make sure we hear the voice this time. I recently read a fascinating article about Aliyah. Is it about the push or about the pull? Are you going because you feel some magnetic force, something pulling us that we have to? Or we look around what's around us, we look around certain issues in the Galus, certain issues in the diaspora, and we're not so happy about it. She writes in that article, for those who feel a pull, you have the opportunity of every day being a Joshua, Yoshua ben Nun. Lead your family, lead your friends, explain your thoughts and reasons and influence others. Never doubt yourself. It's not easy, but the pull is in there for a reason. God put it there. If you feel like you're at home when you get off that plane for a vacation in Israel, if you get that incredible surge of emotion when you see the Kotel, if you have ever considered even making Aliyah, then you already have the pull. You only need to stop suppressing it. The lures of the diaspora are only surface deep. As Yoshua ben Nun knew, despite danger, life is truly so much better in Israel. And if we think about it, how can we not feel the pull? What have the Jewish people have experienced and continue to experience is nothing short of miraculous. The establishment of a Jewish state out of the embers of the Holocaust. Which of our parents, our grandparents would have dreamed that we'd be able to go to Maris HaMachpelah, we'd be able to go to the Kotel, be able to walk through Harei Yehuda, the mountains of Yehuda, as they walk to the gas chambers. Who would have thought? Nothing short of miraculous, such a short time later. And who could have thought the amazing events of 1967, when Yerushalayim was reunited in such a miraculous fashion, Harabayis Biyadenu. Who doesn't get goosebumps when they hear those three words? We also experienced Nisim seeing 39 Scud missiles flying through the air with an invisible Yad Hashem protecting us from these huge dangers. And finally, the daily existence of our little state with the proliferation of yeshivos, yeshuvim, and greater Torah institutions, along with all the amenities of a modern society, is something that should inspire and invigorate our hearts. We must hear our inner voice, our pull, and do all that we can do, following Avraham Avinu's lead to make it a reality. Many of our great leaders yearned and did all they could to get to Eretz Yisrael. They felt the pull. We have to look no farther than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, you would think he had a complete life. Think he gave the Torah to Am Yisrael. He bargained vigorously. Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota, let me even be a bird and fly over the land of Israel, fly over Eretz Yisrael. Let me just, give me a minute. He bargained, he wanted it. Because he had such a love, he felt the Kedusha. Many of our great Amoraim in the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Abba, against their friends' advice, all took the trek westward from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to Israel. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, though he lived most of his life in Galus, we know, said the famous line, Libi b'Mizrach, v'ani b'sof ma'arav. My heart's in the east, even though I'm all the way here in the west. The Ramban, the great leader of the Jews of Spain, towards the end of his life, he finally made it to Eretz Yisrael, even though he declared there wasn't even a minion of Jews in Yerushalayim when he got there. And he writes how he was so happy just to be there. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, one of the greatest German poskim of the 1700s, explains the halacha that we know that we all daven towards Israel, we daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's only a bidi-eved halacha. If you can't get there, you can daven towards there. But if you can get there, what are you daven towards there for? Get a little closer. It's only a halacha bidi-eved, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And finally, in the not-so-distant pants, the Vilna Gaon, the Chafetz Chaim, the leaders of all diaspora Jewry, decided to make the trip, and yet tragically did not live long enough to see their dream come to fruition. All these great rabbis, among many more, all felt the pull. They heard the call. They tried to capture the opportunity. Today, we, myself, all of you sitting here, have been given such a chance, not only individually, but communally. We, as I mentioned a few months ago, we are involved in starting a great new community, part of an existing, larger community. It will be called Nofei HaShemesh, in the heart of Beit Shemesh, which many of you, I'm sure, have friends and know many of the Anglos in Beit Shemesh. The builders, the brokers, all the players involved, the PR department who's here represented, are all ready to help fulfill our communal dreams and make them come true. We are primed to build a community based on Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, Ahavas Yisrael, and Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. A community where adults and eventually their children can succeed both in their personal learning and spiritual growth, as well as in their professional careers. A community where Jews of varying backgrounds could come together based on a shared common vision for the future. Rabbi Zev Leff, one of the great Darshanim in Israel today, once wrote, imagine the impact of an influx of hundreds or thousands of Torah-observant Jews, B'nai Torah, Balabatim, men, women, and children, on society in Israel and on the very character of the Jewish states. Together we could build something very beautiful. The chances are the train is leaving. All we have to do is to jump on. Yes, there are challenges, and there are hardships. As I mentioned a few months ago, this was not an easy decision for me personally, for our family. It's constantly reevaluating, constantly thinking, where can we be the best Ovdei Hashem? And for each one of us here, and those who are going to listen to this online, the decision is a very personal one. There are various issues that affect each one of us differently. The age of our children, financial issues, shalom bias issues, larger issues, parents, grandparents, cousins. There are many personal issues involved, and the ultimate decision might be not to come. But yet, that does not mean that that's not a great value that we always have to have. As the Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, one of the six questions we will be asked when we stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod after 120 is Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you have a yearning for the Yeshua? The question isn't, did you go there? But we always have to have the yearning. There might be a time in our life when we say, now's not the right time for me personally, for my family. But the Tzipia, the yearning always has to be there. And I respect, and Tamar obviously respects, whatever the decision is, every Jew decides where they could be the best Oved Hashem, whether it's outside the land of Israel or in the land of Israel. But to know that Woodmere or any other place in Galus is not our homeland, to know that we're yearning for something, to go back to our homelands, that can never be taken out of our hearts, and that never should be taken out of our hearts. And yes, there are challenges, but Rav Chaim Ivelazhin writes that maybe we could overcome those challenges. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, at the end, we finish in 2 minutes, Asara Doros be Noach Vad Avraham. There were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. Why do we have to know all the 10 generations? Lohodia kama erech apayim lefanav. To teach us how much patience that God had. From Noach to Avraham, all those people who didn't believe in him, he had patience. The very next Mishnah says, Asara nisyonos nisnasa Avraham Avinu olav hashalom. Avraham Avinu withstood and succeeded in his 10 tests. 10 tests he was able to pass. And this teaches us, kama chibaso shel Avraham Avinu, how much love he had, how much love God had for Avraham Avinu. And Rav Chaim Ivelazhin asks, why in the first Mishnah does it say there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham? It doesn't say the word Avinu, our forefather. And in the next Mishnah, there were 10 tests that Avraham Avinu passed. Why and only in the second Mishnah is he called Avinu? Says Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, because all of Avraham's 10 tests were really setting the stage for every Jew in the course of history later on to pass his 10 tests. And every time a Jew throughout history stands up in the face of persecution that came genetically from Avraham Avinu standing up to Nimrod in the fiery furnace in the Kivshan HaEsh, and says Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, every time a Jew gets the feeling inside, gets the pull, gets the feeling that he has to leave and go back to his ultimate homeland, he's our Avinu throughout our life regarding the challenges that we feel. Why does a Jew get up and leave everything? Because he's following Avraham Avinu. He has it genetically. So yes, it's challenging. But says Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, Avraham Avinu already paved the way for us. We just have to get on the road. Just like to end with reading a letter that I received a few months ago, about a month after we made our decision, we received a handwritten letter, imagine that in our day and age, from a woman in Beit Shemesh that I do not know. My wife and I do not know her. We got this letter one day, Dear Rabbi and Rebbetzin Rosner and family, a woman that heard about there was a rabbi from Woodmere that was moving. It's moving to Beit Shemesh. Just read you one sentence. As someone who has been zochet to live in Eretz Yisrael for over 22 years, after coming from Yulet, I know how my life and the lives of my family members have been enriched because as a frum Jew, there is no other place we should be. Living in Israel is a challenge, but if you do not lose sight of why you came, the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Am Yisrael, you will succeed and live a Torah lifestyle which you have never experienced before in America. When people tell you how brave you are for coming, that they can never do it, I am telling you that it is their loss. They will never realize how different their lives, how much fuller their lives would be if they lived here. Bezrat Hashem, one day you will say these exact words to other new Olim. Ultimately, this is as a personal decision, as I said before, but this is what awaits us. We'd love to have all of you join us. Thank you.